Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Hey. We left off from daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the very end of daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the last line of Samach Dalet Amud Beis. So says Gemara, Rav Yehuda shadlei korbana li ivdarna biyom idam. Rav Yehuda sent a gift to ivdarna. So Rashi says ivdarna is a shem ha'ovid kuchavim, just the name of some guy who's an ovid kuchavim. Rav Yehuda sent him a gift on a non-Jewish holiday. Amar, and he said, yadana beidlo palach lavodas kuchavim. I have no problem sending this gift because I know about this fellow that he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, so it's not going to be a problem of Azil Moda. He's not going to go and give Hodah to the Avodah Zarah. Amli Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef said back, said to Rav Yehuda Vatanya, but didn't we learn a Braisa? Ezu Gertoshav, Kolsha Kibbalav, Bifne Gimel Chaverim Shlolav, Avodah Kochavim, that a Gertoshav is someone who's Mekabel in front of three people not to worship Avodah Zarah. So don't you need a Kabbalah Bifne Gimel? He didn't have a Kabbalah Bifne Gimel, just because you know about this guy that he's not Ovid Avodah Zarah, that's enough that you're allowed to go send him a gift biyom idam. So he says, no, kitanya hi lachyosa. That brisa is only about the mitzvah lachyosa, the mitzvah to support him. So that's when you need a kabbalah bifnei gimel. But in terms of the iser of sending him a gift, so for that maybe you don't need a kabbalah bifnei gimel. Frak the gemara v'amar rabba bar bechana am rabbi yochanan gertoshav sha'avru alav yud beis chodesh v'lomal hareu kimin shabov de kachavim, that Ger Toshav that goes 12 months without going through Bris Mila, without getting a Bris Mila, is considered like a min amongst the Ovdei Kochavim, meaning he's not a legitimate Ger Toshav and you have to treat him like an Apikores. So says Gemara, no, Hasam Kigon Shekibul Olav Lomul Vlomol. That's only if he said he was going to do it. If he was Mekabel, that he wants to get a Mila, and then he didn't go do a Mila, so that's where it's going to be a problem, that he's not considered a legitimate Ger Toshav. But if he never accepted in the first place that he's going to do a Bris Mila, so the fact that he doesn't have a bris milah is not a problem. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Hagos in the back of the Gemara over here says that luvdarna biyomidam. He says near bein etzorachin im kain maitai mahevi lo biyomidam dafka. If he's not going to be, if Rav Yehuda says about this person that he's giving the gift to, I know he doesn't do avodah zarah. He's not interested in avodah zarah. So why do you dafka send the gift biyomidam? You dafka send the gift on a holiday of all the times to send a gift. The guy doesn't care if he's not. If he doesn't do Avodah Zarah, what does he care about the holiday? So we'll see soon a similar story of Bar Shishach. Why is Bar Shishach also sent a gift soon, as we're going to see in the Gemara, Dafka B'yom Idam, if we're so confident that these guys don't actually worship the Avodah Zarah anyway? So he says, V'yesh Lomar, Rosh Hashanah Shalahen, that the day, this Yom Idam is not just any Yom Idam, it's their Rosh Hashanah. Sha'ovdei Kochavim Mosno Sol L'Shem Avodas Kochavim. Now those that are very religious treat it as a holiday for the Avodah Zarah. V'elu lo hayu ovdu l'Avodas Kochavim rak Yom Chagu lahem l'fi Shemonim b'Reish Shnasam. But others don't treat it as a day of Avodah Zarah, but it's still a celebration, it's a holiday, it's New Year's Day. So since it's New Year's and it's the day they start counting a new year, so they have a special party. They have New Year's parties, and they think that it's appropriate to give gifts. They consider that to be a siman tov, but it doesn't really have any religious undertones. There's no real religious significance to the people who aren't very religious, to the people that like this fellow of Darna who weren't celebrating for that reason. We saw Tosos way at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Beis that discussed if an Akum Shabizmanenu, where we know that they're not going to be the low palchi Avodah Zarah, we know that they don't worship Avodah Zarah, that there's no Isser Lases Velases Imahim, that you don't have the Isser of doing business with them around Yom Idam. And one of Tosos' rayas was here, was Avodah Zarah Samachay, was this idea that if you know that he's not going to be worshipping, so you can send him around his holiday time, or around his New Year's time, and l'chora, that has tremendous ramifications for us, because around holiday times, when in America it's very common to give gifts to the mailman and to co-workers and to whatever, to whoever it might be, so that l'chora opens up the question of giving a matana b'yom idam. But if people don't treat it like a very religious time, New Year's is not treated as a very religious time, it's just more a celebration of the new year, of the counting of the new year, so then maybe that's there's a lot of room to be makel, based on our Gemara. Okay, Also, in terms of this idea, lahachiosa, that we have a mitzvah lahachiosa, ger toshav, so it bears mentioning the Shitas HaRambam. The Shitas HaRambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perches, Halach Yud Aleph, writes that the person is only called a ger toshav It's not good enough for a person to observe the Shavu Mitzvos. He has to observe the Shavu Mitzvos because God commanded them in the Torah. And he has to believe that God commanded prior to that, that the Bnei Noach were Nitztave, that God commanded that the Bnei Noach have to do these seven mitzvos. However, says the Rambam, if a person does it just because he thinks that it's the moral thing to do, it's the right thing to do, and they all are the moral and right thing to do anyway, but if that's what his motivation is, ein ze ger toshav, ein ze mechaside yomas olam, so then the person is not a ger toshav, he's not considered amongst the chaside umos olam. And he says, the Milchas Chinuch says, mitzvah tzadi gimel, that what you see from the Gemara over here, is that in regards to the achyoso, he has to be mekabel b'fnei shlosha, that even more than that, it's not just that he does it because of what he believes, but he has to be mekabel b'fnei shlosha, and if he's not mekabel b'fnei shlosha, then there's no din la'achiyoso. So nowadays there are, the batei din don't sit there listening to geri tosha being mekabel b'fnei shlosha, being mekabel to accept upon themselves all the sheva mitzvos. Now that yovel is not knowing, there are only whoever does it is only mekayim based on their own self. So says Minchas Chinuch. Nowadays there's no longer a din of la'achiyoso. That whole din fell away because there is no Kabbalah bifnei gimel. So, but that Shitas HaRambam is a very, very important Shitas HaRambam, that the idea of observing Sheva Mitzvos, not just to observe Sheva Mitzvos, but to observe it for the right reasons, to observe it because they understand that the Ribbono Shalom commanded them in Sheva Mitzvos. The Gemara then tells another story, about 7-8 lines into the page. Rava Amti Le Korbana Lebar Shishach V'yomidam. Rava sent a gift to Bar Shishach on the holiday. Amar Yadana Beit Lopal Chavod Chavman. Again, the same justification that Rabbi Yehuda had. He said, look, I know that he doesn't worship Avod Zara, so it's not a problem. Azal Ashkei Diyasavat Ad Tzavare Bivarda V'kayam in Zonos Arumos Kamei. And he went and he saw that Bar Shishach was up into his neck in rose petals. He was taking a bath of rose petals. And he saw that there were unclothed Zonos, prostitutes, all around him. So Amalei, Isluchu Ki Agavna Liyalma Da'asi. So Bar Shishach said to Rava, you have like this in the world to come? Is this your paradise that you're promised? Amalei, Didana Difa Tfemehai. He says, actually, our paradise is much greater than that. Amalei, Tfemehai Mihavi. He says, how could anything be better than this? This is the best. So Amalei, Atun Ika Alaychu Emasad Malchusa. Anan Lotavi Alon Emasad Malchusa. He says, yeah, because you still have to worry about the Emas Malchus. You still have to worry about the king. We're not going to have to worry about anything. So our Alma Da'asi is going to be even greater because we're not going to have Shibud Malchios. So it's going to be even better than what you've got. So it's unclear whether he means, and that's all we're going to have, because Chazal say, Ein Bein Olam Azel Yimas Mashiach Ela Shibud Malchios Bilvad, that everything else is going to be the same, except we're not going to have Shibud Malchios, but just not having Shibud Malchios alone outweighs the rose petals and the prostitutes? Or is it that no, we're going to have whatever physical pleasures we need and everything else, plus there's not going to be Shibud Malchios, in which case he's not referring to Yimos HaMashiach, he's referring to Olam Haba. Yimos HaMashiach is a particular tekufa, which is actually a physical world here in this world that the Chazal referred to, but that's not necessarily the same as La'asa Lavo, or as Olam Haba, the Olam HaNeshamos. This is a major discussion, exactly how these things work, and what comes when. See, the Ramban discusses in Shara Gemul, and the Rambam also discusses, and they disagree with each other on several points, but like I always tell my Talmidim when they ask these questions, we'll find out when it comes. So it's unclear exactly which tekufa he's talking about. So Amar Lei Anamia Maye Masad Malchus Ikolai. He says, anyway, I don't have Emas HaMalchus. What are you telling me? You're going to have it better than I have it now because you're not going to have Emas HaMalchus. I don't have any Emas HaMalchus. What kind of Emas HaMalchus do I have? Adi Yasvi Asa Hu Pristaka De Malka Amar Lei Amai Kum de Kabayulach Malka. And while they were talking, a certain officer of the king came and said, oh, get out of your rose petal bath, the king wants you. Ki nafik va'azal amar la'ena debayi l'mechsi l'chubishu satifka. So when he was getting out, he said, any eye that looks bad on you should explode, should fall away. So if you look at Rashi on the top, ena debayi l'mechsi l'chubishu sa ayin ha'mesav l'irus ra'aschem, an eye that wants to see evil befall you, te'aker should be uprooted, sherei HaKadosh Baruch Hu memale kol ta'avaschem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever you want, because sha'af sichaschem is pareres, even that which you just spoke in the course of normal conversation, look, it just came true, you just said that I have Emes HaMalchus, I never had Emes HaMalchus before in my entire life, and the moment you say it, something comes along, and I have, all of a sudden I actually do have Emes HaMalchus. So I'm like, Rava, amen. So Rava says, that's a nice bracha, that an eye that wishes me evil should be uprooted, amen to that. Paka enid bar shishach, and right away bar shishach's eye, paka falls out, explodes something, he has a problem with his eye. So Amar Rav Papi, ibayle lemimra le mehaikra, what he really should have told him was not that pasuk, he should have told him the following pasuk, benos melachim biakrosecha natzva. The pasuk says, "Benos melachim biyikrosecha nitzva shegal yimincha bechesem ofir." That he should have emphasized Klal Yisrael's role as the honor, the glory, the yakros of the benos melachim, that we should always be shown honor. That's what he should have said instead of just saying that someone who looks evilly upon you, that their eyes should be uprooted. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, ibay le'memer le'mehach. He should have told him from the following pasuk. No one has ever seen the great schar that Klal Yisrael deserves when we do the right thing. That's the pasuk that he should have mentioned to him. Why dafka those psukim? So the Torah Chaim suggests that the reason these psukim are better is because if he says as follows that ilu l'didei havukai mizono shvelos l'sharso, that yeah, what do you think you have so great? Why do you think your life is so wonderful? Because you have these lowly zonos, they're serving you. You have these people who are prostitutes, who are the lowest of the low. L'didan yamdu b'nos melachim l'sharsenu. You know who's going to serve us? The first pasuk tells us, b'nos melachim, princesses are going to serve us. People who come from a yichus, people who are actually dignified people, not some cheap prostitute that you happen to find. Inami, another way he could have said it, says the Torah Chaim, is based on the second pasuk. L'didei yesh lo erech sherei nireh le'einayim, v'l'didan ein lo erech v'asaga. Your benefit, your enjoyment in life is something that anyone can see. It's right here in front of us, and it's so easy to understand exactly what it is. Our joy and benefit in life is so great that we can't even fathom it. We can't even understand what it is. I mean, this is the idea that when a person thinks of Olam Haba, but in Olam Hazeh terms, they are by definition missing the point. Meaning if a person thinks of Olam Haba like the Muslims of however it is, 100 virgins or whatever else, they're thinking in very much Olam Hazeh terms. That when Chazal say that a moment in Olam Haba is greater than all the Hana'os of Olam Hazeh put together, it doesn't just mean it's greater in quantity. If one virgin is means something here, the 100 means something, then you're going to have 100 over there. It means it's an entire different. It's an entirely different way. It's an entirely different level. Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan used to give the mashal. He writes in one of his books, I think, in the beginning of Encounters. He says he used to give the mashal of like if you were to talk to a fetus. If let's say a fetus had the ability to communicate and to think, and you were to say to the fetus, oh, "You got to taste a steak. It's unbelievable. It's just an incredible food." The fetus, what are you talking about? And when you taste with my mouth? Are you kidding me? This is where I get my food, through this tube, and that's it. I can't. What does that even mean? He has no hasaga to breathe, to run. He has no hasaga of what it is. It's an entirely different. And probably when he's leaving the womb, he thinks it's the worst thing that's ever happening to him in the entire world. What could be worse? Then the tube is getting cut off. He's being taken out of his protection. He probably thinks it's the worst. If he were able to think, he would think it's the worst thing that's happening to him in the world. But in reality, obviously, he's going into a whole new level of existence. He's going to see hana'os that are just beyond. So Rabbi Arya Kaplan suggested that that's the way sometimes we should view the difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. We're in Olam Hazeh, and we think that when we're out of Olam Hazeh, it's the worst thing in the entire world, that there's nothing worse than being taken out of Olam Hazeh. If we did right in Olam Hazeh, and we were nourished properly in Olam Hazeh, then going into Olam Haba is actually the greatest thing. It's an entirely different level of existence. We can't even be masigid. It's ayin lo rasa. Okay, sach lasos imam lach acheres. The Mishnah said that if a person is hired to do some other work, and then while he's hired to do some other work, the boss also tells him to schlep some barrels of Yayin Nesach from one place to another. So he said, then Scharu Mutter. Look, if he was hired to dafka schlep barrels of Yayin Nesach, that's a problem. But if he was hired to do other work, and then the guy who hired him asked him to schlep some barrels of Yayin Nesach, so then those wages are Mutter. The Afal Gav D'Lomer Leili Tusei Arif, so Frek the Gemara, even though he didn't ask him first to schlep those barrels after the work day was over, li'itusei erev ureminhi, but we have a stira hasokha, so li'itusei erev amalo haver chavishal yayin nesach makom l'makom schara mutter. The Brisa says that if a person hires a worker, and then after the work day is over, only when it's evening time, when the work day is completely finished, he then asks him to go schlep some barrels from one place to another, that's when we say that the wages are mutter. Taima damar li'itusei erev in kuliyam alo. Sounds like the only reason it's mutter is because it's after the workday was over. He's getting paid for the workday, so the payment is not in exchange for what he does. Li to say erev, the payment is in exchange for what he does during the workday. But it sounds like if he actually schleps that barrel of yayin nesach during his workday for which he's getting paid, that it's going to be a problem. So answers the Gemara. Amar Abayi ki tanan ami mas nisin damar li to say erev tanan. So Abayi says, yeah, what you have to say is that our mission is only speaking of a case li to say erev. That we there's no such diuk to make from our Mishnah that it's at any time. The Mishnah just didn't explicitly say that qualification, but certainly the Mishnah holds of that qualification that it's only going to be mutter when it's litusei erev. Rava Amar Lo Kasha Hada Armalei Haverli Meir Chavios B'Meir Prutos Hada Armalei Haverli Chavis Chavis B'Pruta. Rava says no. The difference is as follows. It could be that it's even during the workday and it's going to be mutter. And the Bryce is also correct that sometimes during the workday, when he asks you to bring the chavis, it's going to be aser. Question is, what was the deal? What was the model of the payment that he paid you with? If you look at Rashi, lo kashem masnisin d'ktani mutter. When our Mishnah says it's mutter, go and haverli chavis bepruta v'nimtes chavis al yai nesach b'yehen shadi pruta l'nahara. So if the guy says, look, for each barrel that you take, for every one barrel, I'll give you a pruta. So then it's very simple to take the one pruta that he gets for the barrel of Yayin Nesach, throw that into the river, and all the other prutos are totally mutter, because those prutos were very clearly, explicitly for the other barrels that he schlepped that weren't Yayin Nesach, and that's completely mutter. Inami lo shakel mialov t'chavim v'inach mishtaru t'alo shayich scharu chavis badi inach. Or when he comes to pay you and he says, okay, you schlepped 100 barrels in total for me, 99 regular barrels and one barrel of Yayin Nesach, here's your 100 prutos, and you could tell him, look, keep the pruta for the Yayin Nesach, I don't need to get paid for that one, pay me for the rest, and that will be fine. And then you know that your payment does not include any money for in exchange for the work you did for Yayin Nesach. When the Brisa says that it's only mutter li to say erev, but if it's not li to say erev, all the money that you get paid is going to be aser, Rashi explains, that's going to normally have a kuf chavios b'kuf prutos. That's when he says, here, schlep these 100 barrels, I'll give you $100 for the job. He didn't say $1 for each barrel, he just said $100 for the job of schlepping these 100 barrels. So now all of the money is for all of the work, and therefore you can't identify any of the money or take out any of the money and say that this had nothing to do with the Yayin Nesach. All of the money had to do with the Yayin Nesach, meaning if you would have taken 99 barrels, you would not have gotten paid. So it's all related to the Yayin Nesach, and therefore And therefore, all of it is going to be aser. That's how Rashi understands. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Tosfos Nibra Maskel Hada Armalei says Mashma Ha Armalei Li Tuseyar of Mutter Viafal Gavshi He May Osam Chaviyos Shehisniimo. What it sounds like from Rashi is that let's say he told him, "I'm going to pay you $100 for 100 barrels, and then and you should do the work today." And then that evening, he had only schlepped 98 barrels, so he schleps two more barrels that evening, and those barrels happen to be Yair Nesach. So Rashi sounds like saying that would be mutter because it's Litusei Erev. I mean, Rashi is saying aside from the heter of Litusei Erev, you have an additional heter of when the deal is made that it's $1 for each barrel. But it sounds like Litusei Erev is a heter even in the case where it's $100 for all the barrels. So Tosfos says V'kasha Mikol Malkum Schari Isur Muruv V'kala Heter. What does it matter that you're schlepping the Ayin Nesach after the work day is over if that's still considered part of your wages and you're not going to get paid unless you do that work? So he says, L'chein yir l'faresh l'itusei erev achar shehishlim kablanuso amr l'chein. L'itusei erev means after the job is over, the kablanus. Kablanus means you're not getting paid by the hour. You're getting paid for the job. Once you finish the job, you're then offered to, you're then asked to go schlep some Yai Nesach. That's when it's going to be mutter, because you're getting paid for the job you already did. It has nothing to do with once the work day is over. And the Chiddush is that even though he never made new terms of employment, the job was over, and then he said, you know what, work a little overtime with me. And he asked him to schlep some Yai Nesach. That's the point. One might have thought that that's when he gets paid. That's the overtime and the regular time. It's all one wage. That's the etzer of Litusei Erev. That once you're going beyond the original kablanus, we could divide the original kablanus from whatever work you put in overtime. And it's considered already like it's the next day since the kablanus is already over. That's what Litusei Erev really means. That's how Tosfos understands it. Says the Gemara Vayter, first wide line, V'atanya, Socha, Sapol, Varmelo, Haverli, Mea, Chavios, Mea, Prutos, Menim, Se, Schavish, Shal, Yai, Nesach, Benein, Scharo, Aser. This V'atanya is Benichusa, Rashi points out. It's not asking anything, it's confirming what we just said, that if you hire a worker and you tell him, bring for me these 100 barrels for 100 Prutos, and there happens to be a barrel of Yai, Nesach amongst them, so the Schar is Aser, but Chavis, Bepruta. But if you say, bring each barrel for a Pruta, V'nim, Se, Schavish, Shal, Yai, Nesach, Benein, Schar, Mutter, and there happens to be Yai Nesach amongst the barrels, then the wages that you get is totally mutter. So if you recall, the Mishnah Samach Beis Amud Aleph said that if a person hires a donkey to bring Yai Nesach, to schlep Yai Nesach on, so the payment that the donkey owner gets for renting out the donkey, or the donkey driver gets, is going to be Aser. But if he just rents it Leishev Aleha, and then he happens to put Legigo Aleha, he happens to put his jug of Yai Nesach on it, then the Schar is going to be Mutter. So says Gemara, Sulam Aliyainu Reisha, isn't this exactly the case that we had in the Reisha of when you hire yourself out to do work with Yai Nesach? What's the difference between hiring your animal out for schlepping the Yai Nesach or hiring yourself out for schlepping the Yai Nesach? Either way, the payment is for working with the Yai Nesach. So isn't this the same as the Reisha? Answers the Gemara, Sefer Tzrichalei. Sachra Leishav Aleha, Afal Pishin Yechav Itchav Mlegino Aleha, Scharo Mutter, that the Chiddush is the Sefer, that if he hires the animal to sit on it, and then he happens to put his jug of Yai Nesach in it, that the schar is mutter. So, frankly, Gemara, the Memra, the Lagin, Lav, the Gears of Yer, Lav, Darke, Hula, Asuve. Do you mean to say that it's not normal when you hire an animal to put your jug of Yai Nesach on the animal? Meaning you make it sound like, no, the schar that he's getting paid for the animal is for sitting on the animal. The fact that this guy did something unusual and used it for a little bit of Yai Nesach also, so that's unusual. That's not what he's getting paid for. So, do you really mean to suggest that that's unusual? Or a minhi, we have a stira, socher, sochamar, socher, maniachala, ksuso, ulagi, naso, umazon, naso, shloso, derech. When you hire a donkey, so the donkey can only carry so much weight. So what do? When you hire a donkey? You hire a donkey driver. So the question is, you're going on a journey. How much luggage are you allowed to take? And how much luggage is the driver allowed to take? Right? When you fly in certain airlines, you pay separate for the carry-on and for each piece of luggage. How much is it understood that you're supposed to take? How much is it understood the pilot's allowed to take? So when it comes to the donkey driver, so it's understood that the person getting the ride the person who's paying can bring his clothing and his liginaso, his jug, umizonoso shlosa derech, and however much food he needs for that road trip. Mikan ve'elach, chamer ma'akev alav. If he wants to bring any more, he can say, sorry, you're over the limit, and you're going to have to pay extra if you want to bring more. I'm not schlepping any more than that. Chamer maniach aleha, sa'orim ve'teven, umizonoso shlosa yom. The donkey driver could put barley on, straw, and whatever food he needs just for that day, not for the entire journey. After that, the socher can say, look, you're schlepping too much and it's going to slow down the ride. I don't want you to bring all that. So what do you see? Bottom line is that it's normal to bring liginaso. That's something that the person who hires a donkey plans on doing. So Amar Abayi, Nihita Lagandino Hulo Suve, granted he's allowed to put it on, Mia Ilo Mosvle, Mia Mrinale Nihile Egrit Liginaso. Meaning, let's say he doesn't bring it, so does he ask for a discount? No, he certainly wouldn't get a discount because it's understood that he's not, so apparently he's not really paying for it. It's one of the perks, it's one of the side benefits, but that's not something that he's really paying for in terms of, it's like, maybe certain airlines make you pay for the drinks, but the napkin that they put under the drink, when they put it on your tray table, that they don't make you pay for. That's just the perk. That's just something, so if they refuse to give you a napkin, you're unlikely to be able to successfully pay less for the trip. So that's the role of these luginos. Tosus has a discussion over here. What it means, you put ksuso on it, you put your clothing when you're going on the trip. Tosus says, ksaso, not ksuso, ksaso, miloshon keses, from like a pillow. Velogars ksuso, the dover pashadhu, v'chielach arum. Of course he's allowed to put his clothing on. He's going on a trip. What, he should go naked? Of course he's allowed to be clothed. What, you think he should go, you should get on the donkey without any clothing? Vim tefarish ksuso shnia. It's like unbelievable. Who would have ever thought that that's what ksuso means? So Tos says, oh, and if you think maybe ksuso means a spare pair of clothing when you're going on a trip. Vim, not the clothing that you're wearing. Vim tefarish ksuso shnia. Well, if it's normal for you to have a second set of clothing, then of course it's mutter. And if we're coming to say that it's mutter, even if you're not ragil to have another set of clothing along the journey, so then it should have explained that. Some type of cushion that you sit on, or something that you use as a pillow. So it also says that it's ksaso rather than ksuso. Fine. Says the Gemara. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case over here? What is the case in terms of the limits on the donkey driver? If there's going to be food available on the road, then the chamer should not allow the guy who's hiring him to schlep all this food along for the whole journey. If there's plenty of food along the road, and if there's no food along the road, what's the chamer supposed to do? He only gets to bring food of one day, because we said that the socher is allowed to bring food for the entire journey. The chamer is only allowed to bring food for one day. Well, what's the case? Is there food available? If there's food available, no one should be allowed to bring for more than a day. If there's no food available, then everyone should be allowed to bring for the whole journey. So Rashi says, we're dafk asking on that rule. Now it's possible to find if a person wants to be tareach, to go out of his way, so on along the rest stops he'll be able to find places with difficulty that will sell food. Chamer darke the mitrach lemizban. That's a chamer's life. That's what he does. He goes and he schleps from place to place, and he'll find a way to handle and to get some food. Socher lav darke the mitrach lemizban. But a socher, it's not his derech to go and to buy the food. Avud rav acha b'reid rav ika. The father of Rav Acha ben Ravika was pouring wine into the vessels of Avdei Chachamim, and what he would do is, meaning normally, when you're selling wine to Avdei Chachamim, Rashi says, "Derech l'mok b'chavi yashul yayin, liten gam b'chavi yashul l'lochin." Normally, when you sell barrels of wine to Avdei Chachamim, to anybody, you would not only sell the wine in the barrel, you'd give them the barrel too. They're buying the wine, you let them keep the bottle also. V'achamrin b'mafkid, iko gulfi v'shadri shalokech, mochro b'chanos, mistaka b'hen levad mash. So you make a little money off the barrels also besides for the wine. So what he would do is he would pour it into their kelim, and he would keep his kelim. What he would do is he would pay for the ferry to get over the water, for them to schlep all this wine that he just sold them over the water, and they would pay him back by letting him keep his barrels. Meaning that was the deal that he had. In this way, he would always be able to keep his barrels. Asu amrulei labai. So they told Abai what he was doing, that he was hiring himself out to schlep wine of the kochavim, because he took payment of his barrels in exchange for paying to have the wine of these Avdei Chachamim, once he's already sold it, now it's wine of Avdei Chachamim, to go across the river. Amalei ki katarach betera katarach. He said, no, when he's working with it, it's still hetera, because before he pours it into the kelim, it's still completely mutter. It's not yet yayin nesach. So, affecting marvarotza bekiyumo, but doesn't he want the wine to stay in existence after it becomes asur? Meaning, once he's already poured it into the barrels, he wants this wine to still be in existence, because otherwise, if it cracks on the way to the ferry, let's say, and it never makes it to the ferry, then he's not going to get paid with these barrels, because the whole reason he's getting paid is because he paid for their fare across the ferry. So delo nitzru ziki demasim ba'adayu. Now that the case is that they made some sort of special tonight. Doesn't he want it to exist, because he doesn't want the barrels to break and then he's not going to get paid? So it's the Gemara demasim ba'adayu. Now he made a special tonight with the people that tonight was that even if it does break, lo yavlu gulfi. Rashi says that they're not going to that he doesn't have to give them the barrels. So meaning they're responsible if it breaks. He agreed to pay for the ferry costs, even if they never end up using those ferry costs, he gets to keep the barrels in return. Inami de maisu pristiki badayu, or maisu pristiki badayu, meaning they bring empty vessels to get the wine that come out from the Rashi points out. Inami pristiki nakiti badayu kelim rekim lekabel ayayin hayotzi min anodos kshein misbakin dloich b'lu im tzaroziki. Meaning there are backup kelim that they can catch in case any of those kelim break. So therefore, he doesn't care if it goes ahead and it breaks. V'kamavlu ma'avra dekatarch b'surba. Wait a second, he's paying for it to go over the ferry. Forget about the receiving of payment. He's paying for it to go over the ferry. Isn't that a problem of renting himself out to do work with Yai Nasach? No, maybe the case is that he already set up the deal with the ferry driver beforehand. So it's not that he's paying right now when it's already Yai Nasach. Before it ever became Yai Nasach, he told the ferry driver, if anyone comes, that don't worry, the tab is on me. Inami dinikiti bekitri. Or he made a simon of certain, there are certain knots on their bags, and if they have certain knots, he told the ferry driver, then you know that you should be mavir, that you should help them schlep the stuff over. But the bottom line is, the point is that he's not going and paying the ferry driver first now and making a deal with the ferry driver now that the wine is already in the possession of the Chachamim and has already become Yayin Nesach. Okay, new Mishnah. Yayin Nesach Shnafal Agabe Anavim Yadichon Vein Mutaros. If Yayin Nesach falls on grapes, so you rinse off the grapes and the grapes are mutter. Im Hayim Uvukalus Asuros. If the grapes were cracked in any way, then it's us. If they had any openings in them, so then the Yayin, you can't just rinse off the grapes, because it obviously gets inside the grape, and then it's going to be Usher. Now Tosus points out, Yushalmim Farish to marry by Navma Mukhubarim La Eshkol. We must be talking about grapes that are still attached to the cluster. Avalim Nitalu Uka Tsavikumukos Mubray Nekafanisha Biznavo. But obviously once you remove a grape from the cluster, even if it's a full grape, but at the top where it was attached to the cluster, it's open. So therefore it would be a problem, we would have a din of Mivukaos. And if Yayin fell on it, we would assume that it's Usher. Nafal Gabi Te'inim Al Gabi Tamarim, if wine fell on figs or on dates, im yesh ben benos in tam, aser. So if it's enough wine to give tam to the figs and the dates, then it's going to be aser. Umaisa bebitos ben zonin, shehevi grogros besfina. It happened once that Vitos ben zonin brought figs on a boat, finished tavra chavish al yayin nesach, and a barrel of yayin nesach happened to have broken, v'nafal agabein, and fell all over the grogros. V'shal l'chachavim, v'yitirum. And they asked the chachavim, and the chachavim were matir. The Gemara is going to ask, wait a second, we just said that should be aser, that as long as it's no same time, it should be aser. And then you bring a maisa where the chachamim hold that it's mutter. Zeaklal, this is the rule. Kol shebahana aso b'no same time aser. It's not enough that it be no same time. If it's bahana aso b'no same time, it's aser. What does it mean, bahana aso b'no same time? Rashi explains this is what we call no same time l'shvach. It gives a positive taste into the food. Any time that not only does it give taste, but it actually makes it, it's a good taste that it gives into the food, then it's going to be aser. Kol she'ein ba'an aser b'no same time, or in our language, any time it's no same time l'fgam, any time it gives a negative taste into the food, then mutter, then that taste is not going to ruin it, even though it's a tam of iser, but it's a negative tam of iser, so then it's going to be mutter. Kigon chomet shenafal gabi grisin. For instance, if vinegar falls all over grisin, so generally that's considered no same time l'fgam, and that's going to be mutter, even though the chomet is yayin nesach, still it gave a tam pagum, it's not a positive taste, so that's going to be mutter. Frek the Gemara Maisel, we quote the story of Ben Zonan, who brought these grogros and the wine fell all over it and the chum were matir, but we brought that story right after we quoted the halacha that if it falls on figs or dates or anything, that it's going to be aser. If it's no same time, it's aser. So says Chisur Mechzer V'Achi Ketani. Now you have to add a line into the understanding of the Mishnah. Chisur Mechzer likely does not mean that the Mishnah is literally missing words, but the Mishnah was written purposely this way. But we, in order for us to understand, the Mishnah was written shorthand. In order for us to understand it, it would be helpful for us to add in an explanatory line in the middle. And this is the way it should read in our minds. If no same time of gamhu mutter, that it should say, but by the way, if it's no same time of gam, then it's mutter, and then quote the story, umaisa nami bibitus ben zonon, shayamevi grogos besfina vishtab rechavishal yayim nesach v'nafal al gabehen, ubalmais lefnecham v'yitirum. Then it should tell the story where the chacham were matir, because that happened to have been the case of no same time of gam, and that's why it's mutter. Hahu kari dechiti z'nafal lechavisa di yayim nesach. So there were these bundles of wheat that yayim nesach fell on them. Shayu revelus v'ni lov. So Rava said it's okay to sell them to the chavim. Esve Rava Bar Levi la Rava. So Rava Bar Levi said to Rava, wait a second. Beget sha'avad bo klayim. We know the halacha is, if you have a piece of clothing that klayim was in there, there's shatness in there. You just can't find the shatness, but you know it's in there somewhere. Hareze lo yim karena lovid kachavim. You're not even allowed to sell it to novid kachavim. Velo yasen amardas lechamar, and you can't make it. You cannot even make it a saddle on your donkey, or a saddle cover on your donkey, a pad. Avol oso so tachrich lemeis mitzvah. But what you can do with it is you can turn it into shrouds for a meis mitzvah. So lovid kachavim my time alo. Why can't you sell it to a guy? Dilma Asilus Vanili Israel, because we're afraid that if you sell this beggar to a guy, the guy is going to go turn around and sell it to Israel, and then the Jew is going to end up wearing shatness. If you can't find the shatness in it, the Jew that buys it is likely not going to be able to find the shatness. He's going to see that that the guy bought it from a Jew. He's going to assume it doesn't have any shatness, and he's going to buy it. So Achinami Asilus Vanili Israel. Why don't we say the same thing over here by this wine that fell all over the chitim? Why is it mutter to sell it to a guy? Shouldn't we say that we should be concerned the guy is going to go turn around and sell it to a Jew, and the Jew is going to be benefiting from the Yayin Nesach? So Hadar Shari Lemitchinu Lemifinu Lizvaninu Lov Dechavim Shalob Ifnei Yisrael. He then said it was mutter to go and grind it up and bake it and sell it to an Ovid Chavim, as long as a Jew is not around to see it. If a Jew is there to see it, so then in a chinami, the Jew is going to see that a Jew sold it to the Ovid Chavim. He's going to think that there's got to be nothing wrong with it, and this bread is totally mutter. But if a Jew doesn't see it, it's just Novid Chavim selling it, so the Jew will know to be suspicious that there might be something wrong with it, and he's not going to come to buy it in the first place. So we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about that. Now, on this issue of Beget Shavid Bal Klayim, Frektosos, fundamental question, why don't we say it's Batal Barov? meaning you can't find the klayim. It's obviously very little amount, a very small amount of shatness in that baguette. So why don't we say it's batel barov, like we say by most other isurim? So he quotes Rabbeinu Yosef bar Yom Tov, the shiny klayim the kol ikaron ein osrin ela al yidei eruv shari shneim heter lekach osrin eruvin v'lo batel. He says, no, you can't say batel barov by klayim, because the nature of klayim is a taroves. It's a mixture of two mutter things. Both ingredients in klayim, both linen and wool, on their own are mutter. It's only the combination of the two that makes them usser. So what? It's only going to be usser if it's exactly 50% wool and exactly 50% linen? That's crazy. No, obviously, any level of taroves is going to be usser. It's not like where you have a dvar isser, a piece of chazer falls into your chicken soup, and there's a clear dvar isser and a clear dvar heter, where you could say the dvar isser, the dvar heter overwhelms the dvar isser and is mevatalit. It doesn't work that way. When it comes to taroves of two things that are technically mutter, nothing overwhelms anything. The fact that there is a taroves makes it usser. Fractosis, oh yeah? What if a drop of milk falls into a big pot of chicken soup? Milk is totally kosher. Chicken soup is totally kosher. Drop of milk falls into a big pot of chicken soup. We say it's batel b'shishim. Why do we say it's batel? It's only usher al yidei taroves. He says, yeah, but that's exeris hakasuv. Pasuk says, lo sevash al gadi b'chalev yimo, and we darshan derech bishul asra Torah. The Torah only answers it when it's derech bishul, when it's done in a way where tam is transferred from one to the other. But had it not been for that exeris hakasuv, derech bishul asra Torah, whenever you have two items that are both mutter, that just get together, b'taroves, there aren't going to be any laws of bittul. It's automatically going to create a taroves of iser. Okay, this idea of tachrich lemeis is also very important. Tells us as a parallel, tells us Masechta Nida. Maybe we will start with that tomorrow, if there's time. Okay.